This is St. Louis Public Radio. A dozen Puerto Rican kids have flipped and somersaulted their way to St. Louis, where they will perform several times this week. The Puerto Rican Circus Children are here to work with Circus Harmony, a local organization that teaches kids acrobatics, juggling, and life skills like perseverance and teamwork. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports their arrival made for a happy reunion.
Last summer, nine kids with Circus Harmony traveled from St. Louis to Puerto Rico to practice and perform with kids from the island's National School of Circus. Now the Puerto Rican kids are in St. Louis for shows at the Jewish Community Center, Ballpark Village, and other places through mid-July.
You have 3 minutes, then you are going to walk this acro act.
During a rehearsal at the City Museum, Circus Harmony founder Jessica Hentoff wrangles two dozen children and teenagers climbing onto each other's backs and shoulders to form a pyramid, three people high. It didn't take long for the kids to learn to work together. Even though some of the Puerto Rican kids only speak Spanish, and most of the St. Louis kids are English speakers.
This is all about trust and responsibility, and you need both.
15-year-old Sarah Kuhlman of Ladue says that trust can be communicated without language.
Today we were doing a trick called carousel, and I didn't really know my bass's name yet. And so I was standing on his shoulders and we were doing this, and it was so nice, and he let me down so softly, and I knew, oh, okay, I can trust him. He's nice. This is gonna go well.
Pedro, rondada flip flap, a la misma vez con él, date un poquito más despacio. Back handspring.
Hafet Irizarry is artistic director of the Puerto Rican Circus. He translates an acrobatic direction for one of his kids who doesn't speak English. He says the partnership with St. Louis is a bonding experience.
It creates for them a sense of family. It creates, it helps them have strength because it's a place where they can show their sensibilities and show their strength to help themselves and to help others.
Many of them had to be strong in 2017 after Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. territory. Some of the circus kids lost their homes. 15-year-old Ariana Ruiz and her family of the town of Dorado, west of San Juan, lived without electricity and running water for several months. Being with the St. Louis kids last summer was a bright spot. Ariana says even after a year apart, they picked up right where they left off.
It doesn't matter if you're 10,000 miles away, as long as you kind of see each other, we just click and start conversations and kind of like, oh, I learned this new trick and I learned how to do that, and come on, teach me how to do this.
That kind of sharing goes on in and out of the circus ring, Hentoff says.
When we were in Puerto Rico, somebody turned on the radio and I turn around and my kids are dancing and they're learning salsa from the Puerto Rican kids. Because when you focus on what connects you, you find the other stuff is really minor. The language thing is actually kind of minor.
The combined St. Louis and Puerto Rican circus troupe will perform on the grounds of the Muni before tonight's performance of Cinderella. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.